51 years ago, the British runner Roger Bannister became the first person to run a mile in under 4 minutes. Now, a new TV movie premiering tonight on ESPN2 called 4 Minutes recreates that record-breaking moment. Here's day-to-day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
There is no genre of film more susceptible to cliché than the sports movie. For every tale of an athlete or team that beats insurmountable odds, there are, well, 20 other stories about athletes or teams that beat insurmountable odds. That's why you've got to give a smart little gem of a movie like 4 Minutes its due. Some of the credit has to go to its choice of subject. Bannister defied the stereotype of the prodigy athlete oozing natural talent. He was an Oxford University medical student who tried track as a diversion to his studies. But even his wobbly first run caught the eye of the man who would eventually become his coach. He's played in this scene by the veteran character actor Christopher Plummer.
Come on.
Mr. Bannister.
Yes, sir.
What did he do?
4 minutes, 53 seconds, Mr. Mason.
He stopped bouncing up and down like a bloody kangaroo. He could have knocked 20 seconds off that.
I've never worn spikes before, sir.
You never run in spikes?
Nor on a cinder track.
Well, keep at it, lad. Keep at it. There might be a place for you here one day. Who knows?
4 Minutes dramatizes the tension between Bannister's passion to break the 4-minute record with that for his training to be a doctor. Perhaps the most interesting thing about him was that it was his intellectual side that helped him become a superior athlete. Bannister obsessively monitored everything from his lung capacity to the oxygen levels in his blood to give him the edge he so desperately sought.
This is the laboratory of the Mad Mile scientist.
Yes, I'm Dr. Frankenstein, and I'm also my own monster. I'm using this data for my PhD.
So it's important for your training?
Vital. If oxygen doesn't get to the muscles, lactic acid builds up, and the muscles cramp up. I have to find a way to avoid that.
One of the strengths of the movie is that it doesn't glorify Bannister, who could be arrogant and single-minded. That helps actor Jamie McLaughlin, who gets to explore those aspects of Bannister, making him a fully realized character. The credit there goes to veteran sports writer Frank DeFord, an NPR contributor who wrote the screenplay. 4 Minutes gets added power by vividly recreating the time and place Bannister broke the record. In post-World War II England, his triumph provided a dose of national pride badly needed to a demoralized country. The movie nicely captures the delirium that captivated the world as Bannister and his rivals approach the record. 4 Minutes is an unexpected pleasure coming from ESPN, which has produced a handful of original movies in recent years that came in the rip-from-the-headlines mold. Reaching farther back into history is more advisable in these troubled times for modern sports, plagued as they are by illegal drugs and skyrocketing salaries. 4 Minutes feels worlds away from all that, and that's precisely its appeal.
The TV movie 4 Minutes airs tonight on ESPN2. Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter. Day to Day is produced by Chip Grabo and edited this week by Neil Carruth. The directors are Rob Sachs and Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Proffitt, Catherine Fox, Stephen Hoffman, Sky Road, Jacob Conrad, Rekha Murthy, and Joshua Talley. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Andy Bowers. The technical director is Carlos Asensio, with engineer Sean Corey Campbell. The Day-to-Day theme was composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Day-to-Day is Jeff Rogers. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.